podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
This is Coogan Cassis for IFL TV. Delighted to be joined for the very first time by Miss Shauna O'Keefe. Hello, Shauna. How are you?
I'm really good, Coogan. How are you?
Yeah, absolutely wonderful. So we were just kind of debating what your nickname is going to be moving forward. And we had a few good ones. A few of our friends suggested some very good names for you. Should we roll for them straight away?
Yeah, work away.
Yeah, go on. Right, so the first one we had was Shauna No Beef O'Keefe.
That's not one of my favourites, but I think it's one that they want to sell. Shauna No Beef O'Keefe. Just don't have beef with Shauna O'Keefe.
I kind of like it. I think it kind of works.
It kind of has a ring to it. I'm kind of going to be one of those fighters, to be honest with you, that you definitely don't want to have beef with. I'm the last person you want to be in the ring with. So maybe it is going to stick. You never know.
You look like the sort of person I don't want to have beef in the ring or on the street with, to be fair.
Looks can be very deceiving. I think I'm quite soft outside it. But yeah, it's crazy. I had a chat with a fella the other day and he said the same thing. Just because he found out I was a fighter, he was terrified of me straight away. But if you meet me in my day-to-day life, I'm so bubbly and so outgoing. But I have what you call a switch. And when that switch goes off in the ring, I'm a different type of animal. Oh my God, I'm a different type of animal.
You're not in the ring now. You can calm yourself down just for a second. Okay, so basically I got bullied into doing this interview by your flatmate who's been your number one supporter, Shelley.
Hi, Shelley.
That was a joke. But listen, let's cut straight to it. 2-0 as a professional and 29 years old. You want to kind of make your mark right now and right away?
Yeah, so obviously I turned over in September and within 12 weeks, I had my pro debut against a really tough girl, Vaida Masikiti, and it made me rank 19 in the world after one fight. Wasn't a great performance, but I got through and I got the W, so that's the main thing. And then I had my second fight 2 weeks ago and I completely knocked her out. TKO'd her in the third round. It was unbelievable performance for me. It was punch-perfect performance. I did exactly what my coroner asked me. I did exactly what Kevin asked me. So from there, I gained massive confidence. When I turned over in September, I said my goal is to be European champion by 4 fights. And I believe I can do it now. I'm ranked 23 in the world with the ranking system changing. Two girls, one at 19 and one at 20 in the world, are fighting for the silver the 5th of April, and I want to fight the winner. I want the European title.
We know in women's boxing things can progress very quickly, and it's not to do with the calibre of fighters, it's to do with the kind of the depth in numbers of women fighters compared to those of the male. So for you to be European champion within 4 or 5 fights is realistic. You to be a world champion, so we say within 10 to 12 fights, that's also realistic as well.
I would even say realistic, even less, like 6, 8 and 10, I'd say. The way I'm going to move and the way I believe I can move, and like people are like, belts are becoming vacant, like here and there, especially in the lightweight division with Katie after vacating, like, there's opportunities blown up here and there in the lightweight division. I'm going to take over the European first, and then I want to go straight into world level. For a woman that's only had 2 fights, I'm elite level. I'm a world-class pro fighter already. So at 2 fights, by the time I get 4 and 6, I'm telling you, I'm going to become unstoppable.
For people that don't know your kind of amateur pedigree and background and kind of what was happening before you turned professional, do you want to give us a little summary?
So I've had 130 amateurs, only 6 losses, and I've been in with the best of the best. Obviously been lightweight since 14 right up till I was 28. I fought Katie Taylor, Kelly Harrington, Amy Broadhurst, and they're 3 of the best at lightweight in the world, in Ireland and in the world. So I've mixed it with the best of the best. And then obviously coming back now, I think the biggest thing with me is I'm fresh as a daisy because I was out of the ring for a few years. I pursued a career in becoming a personal trainer. So the 6 years while everyone was fighting and battering their bodies and getting tired and fatigued and all these, I wasn't doing that. So right now I'm fresh. I'm really, really fresh. And I think that's why everything I'm learning, all the craft I'm learning in the gym with Kevin, I'm picking it up like a sponge. Like, how often do you see a person progress so quickly? If you watch my pro debut to my second fight, I've went up levels. I mean levels. And literally, we're only scratching the surface. I'm only doing it 4 or 5 months. Like,
So, Sean, and we know over the last sort of few years, women's boxing has been thriving. Women have been headlining shows. You mentioned Katie Taylor there, but there's been other females that have headlined shows, and it's been a kind of a really thriving part of boxing over the last few years. I don't know kind of where that is now. Where do you see that now? Do you think it has slowed down a little bit?
I think it has slowed down a small bit because they're looking for those big fights, but they need to start matching them better. More women need to stop avoiding the real big fights, like the big fight that should have, I believe, like the likes of, I'll give even an example of the welterweights. There's weights there that shouldn't be avoiding. You need the names to get bigger. So they did have like the Katie Taylors and the Chantel Camerons, but you need like whoever else is going to come up next. So like, who would I give an example? See, they're apparently going to go with Katie Taylor. If they went with Katie Taylor and say Alicia Baumgartner, something like that, that should be headlined. Big names like that, but you have to lead towards it. Like, I believe in a year's time, at least in a year's time, there's no reason why I can't be headlining a show. The big thing about headlining a show for females, they have to be able to get the audience. You have to be able to sell. So they don't. Katie's boxing was almost phenomenal. We can't disregard that. She doesn't talk. She doesn't talk as much. She doesn't interact. So I believe once they have somebody that can talk the talk and walk the walk, that's what's going to still fill the stadiums. And you want to be a pay-per-view fighter. I want to be a pay-per-view fighter, and I believe I can, and I believe I can talk the talk and walk the walk. I've had interviews since I turned over in September. Everything I've said in September, since September, I have done, marked it off very well, and that's what I'll continue to do. So I believe it will. You just need, the women's game just needs to be up to more, and the right fights need to be happening. And yeah, I believe it'll happen. It just needs to take time, I'd say.
Obviously, as much as, for women to, and we usually see this with Americans, and I think, like, I use an example of Clarissa Shields has always been that kind of very forward-talking, should we say, fighter that kind of, and also Alicia Baumgartner, you mentioned there as well. I think kind of the Brits, and also with the Irish as well, they're not as kind of vocal at times, and sometimes, not to be forced if it's not in you to do that, but I kind of get what you mean.
Yeah, see, with me, I've been like this for as long as I can remember. I think the best thing with my amateurs, I fought such high-level fighters, so I had to do so many interviews, and so many people were ringing me because of, obviously, Katie Taylor and Kelly Harrington. So I've got loads of experience with it, but I am really confident, and I'm really sure of myself. I'm really sure of my ability, so I've no problem talking at all, and I love the interaction. And if you come across well, people buy into it, and I want people to come on the journey with me, not just watching me fight, watch like all through my life and what I can bring. I think I can bring a lot to this game. I think I can shake up this pro game as a female, and I think I can get more women to want to do what I want to do. I want to be vocal, I want to have a voice, I want to be able to speak up, but I want people on board with it.
Obviously, it does help to have backing, whether that's a broadcaster or a promoter. What is your situation in terms of that, or what are you looking to do kind of moving forward?
So I don't have backing yet, but I will. I know it's going to come. Like, it's one of those things, the door will open, and I can feel it's going to open because I'm banging down. When I say I'm banging down, I am banging down. So I got told by a promoter that we're looking into it. So my goal, right, my goal is Matchroom. Matchroom is one of the biggest and best promoters that best promote the best fighters, and I believe I'm going to be the best. I'm going to be unstoppable. I know that for a fact, right? So Eddie O'Hearn is the man that I want knocking on my door, asking me to for him to sign me. They say build your following, build your support, and I'm doing it all, literally ticking all the boxes. I'm selling tickets. I got told in the other day, I did an interview, I'm one of the most talked about prospects at the minute. I've made so much noise between two fights. It's unheard of. I've made so much noise. Like, everybody knows about me. Everyone that needs to know about me knows about me. Do you know? So I believe I'm doing all the right things. It's just a matter of time, I think.
You mentioned Eddie Hearn there, who obviously Katie Taylor turned professional with and has had a whole professional career with Eddie Hearn. But in an ideal situation, it's to get the attention of Mr. Hearn.
Yeah, definitely. He's on about who's going to be next to fill out stadiums in Ireland, and I've a really good reputation in Ireland from my amateurs right up through. There's not one person that can have a bad word to say about me, and I always had entertaining fights, even in the stadium, in the National Stadium for the All-Irelands. I filled out the stadium every All-Irelands, every single All-Irelands. So I'm your next bet. I'm the one that'll fill out the stadiums. I'm the one that everybody will want to see. Galway was only, it only scratched the surface with Galway. We did a McLeaney show 2 weeks ago, and I'm not joking you, the noise I made. Place didn't even, like, you could hear a pin drop throughout all the fights, no offence to the lads. But even all the crowd said it. It's bad when it takes a woman to get a crowd going, and boy, did I get the crowd going. Between my ring walk, between my fight and my boxing, and then to knock her clean out. Like, it's very unheard of for females to knock girls out. And I said in my first interview with Joe on IFL TV in September, I want to be the only girl in this, in the pro boxing, to be able to knock girls out. And I believe I can. And I made a statement 2 weeks ago that I can, so, yeah.
So for you now, so we say, the next sort of 7 to 8 months, what's your ideal plan? Also, what do you think realistically will happen?
I'm definitely going to hold a European title by the end of 2024. I wouldn't be surprised if it's by the summer. I have an important meeting tomorrow which will declare whether or not I'll be going for an eliminator or going straight for it. We're all planning it. It's all in the works. So my goal is to do that and get a promoter. So whether I get one or the other before, I don't really care. But I guarantee you, by 2024, I'll be European champion and I'll have a promoter.
That seems like quite a focused and direct plan.
Yeah, people might think I'm really forward, but I'm really confident because of the work and the hours I put in. I literally dedicate my life to this sport and I love it. I absolutely love it. When I finish my camp, so when I fight, I go home for a few days, and do you know the way people get FOMO from seeing other people out drinking and all? I get FOMO when I see all the lads in my stable training. All I want to do is get back training. I won't relax and enjoy what I'm doing until I'm world champion, until I'm undisputed. So I want to be undisputed at lightweight, and I'm going to go take over a super lightweight. I'm going to do them both. Mark my words, you'll save this interview, and in 2-3 years' time, you'll watch it back. Shauna said exactly what she was going to do. I'm one of those.
Wish I had 10% of this confidence, but it's good to hear. Like I said to you, I think you seem like you've got a plan, and you're hell-bent, shall we say, on making that a reality.
Yeah, it's always good to have plans. You have to have some sort of vision, and I've envisioned it. I've actually visioned myself fighting some of the girls that I know I'm going to fight. I've seen myself win that European title. That's how sure I am of winning it. And I know I'm going to go all the way, because I don't believe there's many women out there like me. Don't get me wrong, the women are great. Technically, they're great. But I'm ruthless. I'm relentless. You nearly need a sledgehammer to keep me off. You could throw anything but the kitchen sink at me, and I won't stop coming for you. Like, I'm one of those. Like, and they come around. They don't come around very often. I think it's the Irish in me. It's the breed. I just love it. I don't stop. Like, so yeah. I'm going to be everybody's worst enemy. Nobody's going to want to get in the ring with me. I'm telling you that.
We'll definitely look forward to that. So my job now is to bring this interview to the attention of the CEO of Matchroom Sport, Eddie Hearn. If he is watching this, and if you would say something, what would it be?
Eddie Hearn, if you take the shot, take the leap of faith and open that door for me and promote me, I promise you, you won't be sorry. It'll be the best decision you ever make for yourself and for me. I believe I'm going all the way, all the way to the top, and I'm telling you now, you'd be better off having me by your side while I do it, not any other promoter. I believe I'm going all the way, and I think Matchroom is where I'm going to do it.
Okay. Shauna, thank you very much for your time. Have you got anything else you'd like to add?
I'm going to ask you. So a lot of the reporters just want to say, after an interview I watched the other day, have you ever boxed before?
Me?
Yeah, have you ever boxed?
No, I've never boxed. I've sparred and, like, I've done odd rounds with fighters before, but nothing really seriously, no.
So who have you sparred?
I did 2 rounds with Tyson Fury. I did half a round with Dillian White.
Very good.
Half a round. I did 1 round with Anthony Yard, yeah.
So a lot of people, a lot of men especially, right, they question some females' power. So I'm going to ask you here and now, would you consider coming down sparring me?
Would I spar you?
Yeah, try it out.
I'm a lot bigger than you.
Size doesn't matter. Size definitely doesn't matter.
What's the objective of this sparring, though? What? So I've never sparred a female.
So it doesn't matter about female. Even question it is highly insulting, if I'm being quite honest, right? I spar lads, and I have been sparring lads. The heaviest guy I used to spar is over in Belfast. So I was in a stable in Belfast for a few months before I moved over here. The fellow I was sparring was 25, if not 30 kilos heavier than me, and he couldn't even put me down. Like, he couldn't even put me down. Spar Connor, spar Fred, they hate getting in the ring with me. Most men do. And I sparred Kevin Mitchell, and he never got back in the ring with me after it. He did A2s, and he was crying. He had a busted hip, he had a busted back, he had a busted neck, and organised sparring twice after that and bottled it. Yeah. So are you afraid now to get in the ring?
Well, no, I'm not going to say no. I'm not jumping to say yes at the moment. We need to kind of establish some ground rules first of all. Is it body sparring or is it full on what?
Whatever you like. Whatever you like. We'll be fully protected. We wear gum shields, wear face guard, you can wear 18-ounce gloves, I'll wear 14s.
What do you think will happen in the first, say, 45 seconds of me and you sparring then?
I believe I can drop you at a body shot very easily.
Within how long?
Oh, I'd give it 10, 20 seconds.
10, 20 seconds?
Yeah, 100%.
Absolutely fucking not.
Absolutely, yeah, I'm not joking. I'm really good at body shots. Look back my last fight and you can hear them. Not only see them, you can hear them. The crowd could hear how crisp my body shots are.
You think you could get to me in 20 seconds? I'm not kind of proclaiming to be any kind of athlete, which I'm clearly not, but within 20 seconds you could do that.
Yeah, 100%. You're really tall.
Like chopping down a tree.
Literally. Literally.
I don't know whether I want to do this now. When you first said it, I was like, okay. But I think you actually mean this now, don't you?
Oh, I'm deadly, deadly serious. Yes, I am. I'm a mean machine.
Can I think about it?
You can think about it and get back to me, of course. You know where I am.
Absolutely know where you are. Let me have a think about it. And then, is this going to be filmed as well?
Oh, I definitely think it should be. 100%. Because when I drop you like a hot snot, it's going to go viral.
Jesus Christ. You're not really selling this for me to do this, to be fair. But I'm not going to say no. But just let me have a little ponder over it.
You do know now that it's after been said on an interview, people are going to call you out for being a pussy. So you're probably going to have to do it.
Just call me a pussy. Oh, my God. All right, I'm gonna let you know very shortly if I'm gonna die or not. Shauna, thank you very much for your time. We'll keep progress with kind of your updates in regards to your next fight, etc., and also your situation with doing your best at knocking down doors to try and obtain a promoter. Like I said, you've mentioned Eddie Hearn there.
Yeah, I really appreciate the time, and I really appreciate any bit of help. Any platform that people get me on, obviously it helps me, it gets me out there and just shows everyone that I mean business, because I do. So yeah, thanks so much.
Okay, if you never see Shauna O'Keefe on an IFO interview, that means that I'm no longer with us. So God rest and RIP Coogan Cassius. Shauna O'Keefe, thank you very much for talking to IFL TV. We'll definitely catch up with you again soon.
Thanks. Sports Social Podcast Network.